Lord, give us eyes and ears to be attentive to your word. Jesus, speak to us through the words of the Gospels this morning. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. When you have Christian speakers and they're standing in front of people in the attempts to convince them about the faith, the Christian faith, faith in Jesus Christ, in our day they'll use, you know, language. How do you help people make that decision for Jesus Christ? And many of the well-known people will use language like, I'm going to invite you to receive Jesus Christ. That's a common phrase. Another group will ask you to confess Jesus Christ as Lord, or to invite Jesus into your heart, or to invite Jesus to become your personal Lord and Savior. Whatever expression the speakers use, the idea is to help a person cross that line of faith so that they would recognize, self-recognize themselves as a Christian believer, as opposed to whatever they were before that. It may have been someone of a different religious background. It may have been someone with no faith at all. And then often that is sealed with some kind of a prayer, where we invite people to pray along with us. Now, there isn't a prescribed right way to invite people to become a believer in Jesus Christ. Whatever's most helpful might be considered the right way, but that would change from moment to moment or situation to situation. But I wondered if you have ever thought about the phrase Jesus most often used when he walked this earth and asked people. Do you know what words he used? Two words. Follow me. This morning I want us to think about those two words. Jesus' invitation to people to follow him, to follow me, Jesus would say. In Matthew 9, verse 9, we find Jesus meeting a man named Matthew at a tax collector booth. The story is told in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. I picked Matthew's version since Matthew's writing his own story here. He puts it this way. As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at a tax collector's booth. Follow me, he told him. And Matthew got up and followed him. According to Matthew's own story about his own call, Jesus issued two words. Follow me. In John chapter 1, verse 43, we meet Jesus, who is now going to connect with Philip. It says, the next day Jesus decided to leave Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, follow me. No long discourse. They don't even have to believe the right things just yet. They have to be willing to follow Jesus. Think about those words. The call by Jesus to follow me is much more than kind of mental assent. That reminds us that faith in Jesus is much more than simply believing some prescribed truths or praying the right prayer. Follow me says we're embarking on a journey. And we're not the ones who are charting either the course of the journey or the ultimate destination for the journey. We are walking with Jesus. If you think about follow me, there's a sense in that word where we are abandoning claims to captain our own lives. And we are offering allegiance to the one who is leading, Jesus. I found that follow me is a phrase that we can chew on and think about, and its implications will continue to mushroom in our life if we spend some time with those two words. Do you think Matthew had any idea what was coming when Jesus said, "Hey, Matthew, follow me." Left his tax office and started following. Do you think he had any idea where that would lead? He walked up and down the coast. He walked with Jesus as Jesus did incredible miracles. He was there when Jesus spoke and people didn't like what he said and abandoned and left the ship and stopped following Jesus. Same could be said for Philip. Do you think he had any idea? This fisherman, or Peter, or John, or any of the 12, or any of the women who started following him, do you think they had any idea what they were in for? We want to program faith. We want to know with certainty what we're going to get out of faith. But none of that is included in the phrase, follow me. When Jesus says, follow me, he says, come along and trust where I lead you. And very few of the apostles, if we just take that group of 12, had a life that the world would say was successful. Most were even martyred for the faith. But they followed Jesus. Now, sometimes Jesus took that phrase, follow me, and then added something to it. And I just want to highlight that for a moment as we think about the phrase itself. When we look at some of the other examples, we notice that following Jesus will likely affect our priorities. In Matthew 8, Jesus is speaking to some people. They have come to Jesus, and he says, follow me, and let the dead bury their own dead. It's a really harsh phrase, and we won't go into all the context of it now, but Jesus says, if you're going to follow me, you need to come along with me. And there are times where earthly priorities, human priorities, will have to be surrendered in order to follow me. You might not be there when your parent dies, and you may not get home. In Mark 1:17, Jesus said to another group, come, follow me, and I will send you out to fish for people, or become fishers of men. He spoke those words to guys who were fishermen. They were used to throwing nets in the Sea of Galilee and hauling in live fish and cleaning the fish and taking them to the fish market and doing all of that. And Jesus says, come, follow me, but I'm going to change your priorities. Instead of working with fish, instead of working on the sea, I'm going to ask you to use those same kind of skills to catch people. And their priorities changed. I'm sure they didn't change instantly. We know that after Jesus' death and before the resurrection, Peter, for one, went back to fishing. He didn't know what else to do. But that's the last account we have of Peter fishing. Because after he meets Jesus at the resurrection, it's as if those nets are burned and he has a new set of priorities. When Jesus invites us to follow him, he's saying to us, I may change your priorities. We're not all going to become Peters and Johns, Matthews or Phillips. But he reserves the right to change our priorities if we're truly going to follow him. Jesus adds another set of phrases on a few occasions. There's at least three occasions in the Gospels when Jesus ties following him to carrying the cross. In other words, following Jesus will involve sacrifice. In Matthew 10:38, he says, whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. In Matthew 16:24, Jesus says, then Jesus said to his disciples, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. And on another occasion recorded in Luke 14:27, he says, and whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. We'll look at this in more detail next week. But Jesus says following him will involve sacrifice. He's up front with that. First of all, if we're going to follow him, we have to leave where we are, because if he doesn't stay in that town, we go with him if we're following him. That's sacrifice. And like I said, we'll look at this in more detail next week. And finally, following Jesus may even affect our bottom line. In Matthew 19, the story is also told in Mark 10 and Luke 18. A rich young man comes to Jesus. And he wants to, know how to get eternal life. And Jesus ultimately, at the end of their conversation, says, if you want to be perfect, go and sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. And again, we'll look at that in more detail in a week or so. But it may affect our bottom line. Now, I'm going to tell you now, Jesus didn't ask everybody to do that. There was something about that particular person that Jesus knew that his riches, his wealth, was a stumbling block or a potential stumbling block to follow him. And Jesus wanted him to know that if you follow him, he has the right to ask you to abandon whatever he wants you to abandon. So it could even affect our bottom line, our lifestyle. Follow me. Two simple words. Two words that I invite you to chew on, to think about, to contemplate. The question I have for all of us is, will you follow Jesus? In 2016, it's just breaking open. Will you follow Jesus in 2016? Not one of us can make any guarantees on where Jesus will lead us as individuals, as a church body, because He chooses. We don't. So my question for us today is, will you follow Jesus? Will you accept the challenge to follow Him? Let's pray. Lord God, I pray that those words will ring in our ears, that they will burrow deeply into our souls, our inner beings. And I pray that each one of us here would be willing to stand with you, Jesus, and say, yes, I will follow you. Lord, I don't know all of what that will mean for me, much less for anyone else in this room. But I pray for myself and each of us here that we have the faith and the courage to say, yes, I will follow you. Jesus, I pray this in your name. Amen.